Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
We back, coolin' out. Another week. We are back.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Y'all missed us? They missed us.
They missed us. They missed us.
We got Brandon Song Dance Millette with us this week.
How you doing, guys? What's up?
Welcome,
what's
welcome.
Up, man? Welcome.
Happy New Year. The first guest of the year.
Yeah, man. Set it off right. Yeah,
you're the first guest of the year.
Yeah, we took last week off.
We had to get a little vacation last week.
You got to ease into the year.
Yeah, we had to ease into it.
Snowstorm and all.
But nah, how are you, man? I haven't. It's been months since I've seen you.
Yeah. I think the last time we seen was for, we met up was for Secrets.
Yeah, Secrets listening party.
Yeah. We was rocking it out. Dope vibes and definitely had to connect with y'all guys. I'm happy to have them
Got started 2018 with a bang.
Set the tone now.
Bring it now. You got to
bring the tone.
I got you.
Oh, wait, and we got, what's your name? Sorry.
Daliana Toussaint.
Oh, we got Daliana Toussaint in the building, too. Yeah, just because, true. You know, you might be, you know, people get, they get eager and they start jumping on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, who that?
Yeah, like, who the hell's that in the back talking? That's Daliana Toussaint. Yeah, you hear definitely. Female's voice popping every now and then. I'm like, yo, Dolly, get on the mic.
founder of Butterfly Love Company, you know.
Okay. We're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk that stuff.
All right, but yo, listen, this is the thing. You see, I was talking to Song Dance Brandon, I don't know, before the podcast. I said, what you want me to call you? He said, Brandon Taylor Song Dance Millette. So now I'm like, yo, Brandon Song Dance Millette. Would you?
You can do Brandon, whatever. Brandon
I'm going to call
fine.
You by Song Dance.
Song Dance, you the homie if you call me by Song Dance.
Right, definitely. Okay, then cool. That's what we're going with.
Let me call me by
Song Dance. I got to try to make that shit. Okay. Yeah. But nah, so tell us, like, tell people what you do. Like, so, just talk about yourself.
So I'm definitely a creative performing artist, which pretty much consists of anything that I feel I can use to, I guess, give and send a message to my viewers and the people. I have a foundation and the stuff that I go by, my principles, you know, living, live, love, and create. So I think with that three things, I'm able to just do whatever and be as free as possible, you know. I have certain stories that I just kind of want to tell, and I do it through many different things, whether it's dancing, acting, music, performing, modeling, if I have to, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it gets real, like, annoying, kind of like telling everybody, like, hey, I do this, I'm a singer, and I also dance, and I also, like, you know, so
that's
I just kind of like,
that's yeah, kind of cool. Like,
yeah, what sparked all this creative juices?
You know, it's the culture. I definitely like to say is the culture of my family, that black culture that's, you know, invested in me and in my veins already, and my upbringing. I was always listening to music, always being like that was my way to outshine my other cousins and siblings. So I did it. Yeah. You know, I'm a Leo, so I like to, you know, be the front of attention, and I'm managed to do so with my art. So
got you. If you had to pick one of those arts to be like your main focus, which one would you say it is?
Definitely singing.
Okay.
I just like the process of creating music. lyrics coming up, the sounds, the vibe, and then being able to execute it like on stage.
Got
like,
you. I normally don't do this, but I'm gonna let you know. Most of all, I don't give people no heads up.
Yeah,
you know you're gonna have to sing before you leave.
I figured.
Nobody's,
you know,
nobody's put them on.
Yeah. I figured.
My New Year's resolution.
You like that? Trying to
on your throat.
Yeah, I don't put the guests on spot in 2018.
Is that why you gave me the tea?
I don't hear nothing.
We didn't want to line you up now, you know? We ain't want to line you up.
But nah, so I want to talk about, make sure I pronounce this correct. Yuhuru now?
Yeah. You know what's so funny? When I first started doing Uhuru Now.
Uhuru.
Yeah. I always used to say the names wrong to the point where it became like a thing in the cast. Like I used to always say, I was like, Yuhuru, Yahuha, Yuhu, like, you know, Uhuru Now. created writer and producer Ashley Danielle Jarrett. Yeah. They created something beautiful and I was able to be a part of it. So
shouts to her. You know, she went to school with us.
Yeah, St. John's. Yeah. It's a beautiful cast. It was like a cast of six. But it was more people involved. Every day we was having fun. We became a family, and we still connected now. I'm actually planning on doing something else with her later on in the year. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, just explain. I mean, you just told me how to say this.
Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, explain like so the premise Uhuru, of the show, where you can find it.
Beautiful. Uhuru. So Uhuru Now is a web series. Uhuru means freedom in Swahili. Mm-hmm. It's based off a Pan-African meetup in college where many different college students, six to be exact, from all sides of the world come together to talk about stuff. In the meantime, they are living life as college students. They're having fun, they're getting in trouble, and they're living. I play a character called Leon, named Leon, and I am a 18-year-old freshman who has his mind set on one thing, and that's, you know, having fun to the best of the ability. And I feel like everybody has been there before. So I play an avenue, a channel of, you know, one side of who you may possibly be in St. John's or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
in your case, like, you know, in my case, City College, you know, like, gotcha. And then there's other characters that play certain sides of the young black men and women just trying to live in a area at this time. You know, we always address every episode, we address some type of issue in the meeting. So you get us talking about real life stuff and then going out and turning up. So it's a mixture of sending the medicine with the sugar, you know, that kind of, you know. So I think that's a beautiful piece. It was very fun. I think I had a ton of time. I was naked almost two episodes, so... If you want to see me with my shirt off, go see that. I have a sex scene, my first sex scene. It was a funny sex scene, not a sexy sex scene. And
what's a funny sex scene?
I was acting up.
Wasn't working.
She was like, "You can put your sock back on your
go back they in the room again. It's cold."
They had me. Much respect to the beautiful actor Shamika, who played Monica, who was beautiful, who was just doing what she needed to do, and I had to like act the fool and make screeches and sounds while stay professional, you know. Yeah. So that was very beautiful to do.
Is this like you losing your virginity or something in the scene?
It was like you gotta see it. Who now? You can check it out on YouTube. We have all the first half of the episodes up. Episode 1, 2, 3, and 4. You're definitely gonna love it. Check it out. I think episode 3 is when I
start. Spell that for everybody.
Uhuru is, come on, you got me spelling out.
I'm
here.
I'm sorry, man.
You know a black man gets nervous.
It's U-H-U-R-U.
U-H-U-R-U. Gotcha. Now.
That's what I do.
Yeah. You spell that's your thing? You spell? That's what I do. I'm out here. All my life, I was born to do this.
Born spell.
You know, yo, that's been like the first time someone's ever like had a comeback, and I was just speechless. I was like, this nigga, I had nothing else to say.
I think you're right.
Like, maybe, you know what? I did claim that spelling bee.
I did win that trophy.
Oh, man. But so about your music, you have an album?
Yeah, I have an album out right now. It's called Play My Song Dance. It's based off a conversation I had with a beautiful producer, Angel Amen Mendez, from New York. We sat down and just talked about our bare minimums of what we live for, our purpose in life. In the process, I came up with my three principles: to live, to love, and to create. During that process, we talked about stories. We talked about different loves, you know, how we live in our life, how we create in our life. And in that, created certain songs. Together, he executive produced it along with a few producers who jumped on the bandwagon and also the conversation. So everybody that you hear that's on the sound was part of the bigger conversation of what living means for them, what being in this earth means. And it created like some dope music. So it was a mixture of like pop, urban, EDM, some trap, some hard beats, and mostly produced by me and Angel. But it's a really good sound. It's very heavily Michael Jackson and influenced. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Good man.
And it ranged from R&B, and then it goes super pop, and then it may even go super. Every song has a message. Every song has a story. I'm an actor at heart, so you may even hear a scene in each songs. And I plan to make those songs to perform it as if it was a musical, not so much of a concert, right? So that is the album. It's an audible musical, if you will, I guess. Y'all with me?
Yeah, no.
It's kind of hard. I know. It's like it's my brain. It's literally my album is my brain.
So selfish.
I get it. I think it's actually very creative. It's like something that's like somewhat of an untapped market.
Yeah.
Like most people, like, you know, you have like your music and then you have a concert, whereas you're like, I'm gonna make this into a musical and actually act out and perform all the songs on the album. That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
It's just that like it's hard for me to like not to envision it, it's just that I have to see it, you know?
So I invite anybody who like you who want to see it. I'm actually working on a concert that's coming up February 18th in Harlem Nights, where we're going to create, you know, Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
See, it's the spot, man. So we're going to create a few of those stories. We're going to relive some of those stories out loud. For the people to see. I have a song called Ways of Love, and it's pretty much about the idea of a young black man and how he thinks where the love is as far as gun violence. It's a gun violence awareness piece. When I perform this piece, it's a story of no matter what type of person you are, what upbringing you have, whether you live a professional lifestyle or what seemed to be a thug or what seemed to be just a young kid lost, you still get perceived a certain way. Both sides. In the neighborhood, gun violence, young black man's killing young black men, and police brutality using gun violence. And I hit both sides. And I try to be as raw and clear as possible and concise with the song. Mm-hmm. In the song, I, you know, tell certain stories. And I think you read it well when you see it. You can you read it well through the music because you also hear a scene happening.
Yeah.
In the scene, you hear the music, but you also hear me having a conversation about me. I'm fighting with a dude and a girl comes in and the gun pulls get pulled and all that stuff. You hear all this stuff. That's heavily Michael Jackson and James Brown influenced, you know, and that's just where I was at that time. And that was a conversation I had. I lost a recent family member through gun violence in my hood. and we recorded it on that same block that he got shot and murdered. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where I want to bring the energy in that like story to life, like, you know, so stuff like that. Yeah. You may not feel it, but eventually the story will seep through and you may not even know why you feel so connected to it.
Yeah.
But it's because it's real. It's a real story. You know,
if you could speak to how imagery affects people, because for example, like I tell people all the time, like there's sometimes I hear a song and I don't even rock with it.
Yeah.
And then I'll see the video and I'll be like, damn, like, yo, that song is hard. Like, I can see who's performing it and how he's performing it and mm-hmm. how he's into it. So if you could just speak a little bit about imagery and how you think that affects people.
So I think energy comes in all forms, mm-hmm. like, of fashion. It comes through colors. It comes through sound, touch, all your senses. We use the senses to transfer energy in all types of ways. You can only get so much of energy transfer through one sense. So hearing a song, you may be connected, but most people who is in tune or connected fully through all their senses tend to be more connected to the song, mm-hmm. Which is why I feel like I want to do everything, because I just don't want you to hear my song and be like, well, that was okay, but you didn't really get the song because you wasn't fully connected. I want to show you it. I want you to feel it. I want you to touch it. 4D type way, you know? And I think that's what happens with imagery. Mm-hmm. People are connected via sonically, or maybe they know they have personal history to it, but things change when they see it. Things change where they're touching it, you know? Same with learning. I'm a teacher too. I'm an eighth grade writing teacher. I gotta teach. I can't just stand in front of the class and say this. No, I gotta dance. I gotta kind of, you know, show pictures. I gotta, you know, have many different things for them to touch too.
Yeah,
they learn different ways. We learn different ways. I feel like that's what it is. Yeah.
No, actually, one of my favorite teachers in middle school, he did all that. Like, he used to do backflips, and we used to play Jeopardy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was very entertaining. But you could tell, like, he was a part of the culture, too. Like, you could clearly tell. Yeah. Like, he listened to hip-hop, and, like, he was aware of certain things.
Like, so, my kids know that, like, I got the best Millie Rock in my class. So, my Millie Rock is...
Yeah, imagine.
Like, they know that. They know that they... Don't try to test me. And they also know not to snap on me, because I'll cut. Can we curse?
Nah.
Yeah. I'll cut their ass. Nah. Cut their ass in a second.
We're going to have to edit that.
Nah. FCC Airways.
Imagine.
More family friendly 2018. Come on.
But at the same time, you got to, you know, you squeeze that message in within that, you know, that culture.
Yeah.
What's your day to day like?
Oh, I don't sleep. Yeah. I don't sleep at all. Yeah, so I wake up. I try to wake up super early. If I could get a workout in, I can. Then I go to school, teach full time. Then I teach in after school. Then after that, I'm either going to a rehearsal, going to practice on my own craft, record, or film something. If not, I'm sitting down planning with great minds, thinking about the next step and the next move. I work out again if I can. So I don't usually get home to probably like 11. And I do that every day.
You did
Saturday
when I first met you.
Yeah,
I get up in the morning to work out, then I work out again.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you two a day dudes. Yeah. Y'all.
And
special breed, man.
I'm still learning though. I'm still learning my body and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to eat right and all that stuff.
I'm learning one a day.
Saturday I'm in school, you know, getting my master's and stuff like that. So
that is so nonstop. Wow.
Saturday, like, it's literally nonstop. I feel like I don't want to stop being better. And I feel like that's the only way. I have little siblings, like, they watching me, so I got to keep being great.
Yeah.
And then you think about it outside of just your family. I have people that have students, right? And then you think about it bigger than that. I create music. I have an Instagram that people look at, whether it's one person or 1,000 people. I can't stop being great. I have a message to come across.
Yeah.
And that's part of the creating. Like, it's have a, you know, we all have our own purpose and stuff. And, even with this, this is a purpose right here, cooling out. Podcast, y'all sending your own message, your own story. And you can only level up. You can't stay stagnant, right? You know, and I said, we talked earlier. Yeah. Y'all moving. Y'all staying consistent. And that's what it's about. So.
Shit, you're a deep brother.
I ain't that deep.
You sound like a good, like, time management person, then. For you to have all those things like that?
What I do well is I eat. So, like, I think...
I was like, oh, he writes things down? Like,
I eat. Like, I think it has nothing to do with time management, nothing. I just have the energy. Like, I don't sleep, but I, like, fuel my body. Like, if I don't eat, it's a wrap. Like, I'm slamming stuff. I'm breaking stuff. But... I have a terrible time management.
Anything in particular? It doesn't matter. You just gotta eat.
I've been doing like this vegan life too. So
no,
I've heard a lot. I heard that helps with your energy.
No, this is the year of vegans.
Yeah, I've been doing this vegan life.
I heard that does help with your energy.
How long? Yeah. Three months. I have holidays. Holidays have been killing me. I'm from the South. My friends from the South, they cook everything, all the time.
Oh, where they from?
South Carolina.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
I used to live in Atlanta for a little bit.
Yeah. Rebecca, where y'all from?
In Brooklyn. I'm from
Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. You see Kevin, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, you know.
Kevin been in Brooklyn his entire life.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not true. He went to Queens.
He went to Queens.
He went to Broad.
So at one time, I went to Queens.
Yeah, went abroad and went Tribeca.
Kev's been around.
How was that? College.
How was the food there?
It was school food. It was cool.
Yeah. Culture different, you know?
Yeah, especially coming from a Caribbean house.
Like, see?
With Kev, like all that seasoning.
Yeah.
You need more salt? More salt.
Yeah, man.
I was born in the Bronx, but I've lived all over New York City, honestly. We, like, moved all over. I lived in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens.
Another one.
That's it. No, I'm saying I lived all those places before I was 13. Like, I moved.
Yeah, we moved.
And then we picked up, we moved to Atlanta. I went to high school in Atlanta.
Beautiful.
Then I came back up here, went to St. John's, met all of them. Then I went to North Carolina, went to law school. And then I came back up here. And now I've been up here ever since.
I got
a little bit of everything up in me.
What school in for law school in North Carolina?
Wake Forest.
How was that?
How was the school?
Yeah. Now, how was that in, like, that environment?
That experience?
Like, that experience.
Oh, I mean,
just know, like, you just came from Atlanta, right?
And I came from New York.
And then you went to New York, to St. John's.
Yeah. I mean, like, people on the podcast know, I've talked about this numerous times. It was a culture shock.
Yeah.
A culture shock. I mean, it was just different. And the thing about it was, I didn't even visit the school before I went. I don't know where this, like, confidence came from. I got in, they gave me a great scholarship, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm going. Like, I looked it up online. I was like, that's a little small city. I could survive there. And then I got there, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, ain't nothing out here.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to the same five bars downtown.
Yep, five bars. It's always downtown. Where you going? Downtown?
Disgusting.
Always.
Love North Carolina, but I can't say what I
never again.
I got a boo boo. I can't say what I say. It was bad. It was just bad. Period. But I mean, like, the school was nice. The people I met were cool. But I can't live like that no more.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go backwards. That was going backwards.
I can't go back.
That was going backwards. Never again.
Yeah. Sound like he just got out, man. I can't go back.
It's jail.
For 2 years. But everything was cheap as hell down there. I was balling with them student loan checks. Like, oh shit! What about you? Where you from?
Where you from?
Rep your set.
Hey,
the Bronx.
Let's get it, BX. Let's get
it. The Bronx. I always lived in the Bronx, but I always commuted to the Lower East Side.
Of course.
I don't really have a lot of friends in the Bronx. I have friends everywhere else except for the Bronx, which I think now at this day and age is kind of good. But the Bronx is my home. Like, I love being there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I found out Brooklyn and the Bronx, like, you could clearly tell if someone's from Brooklyn if they're in the Bronx. And you could clearly tell if someone's from the Bronx and Brooklyn. Like,
yeah.
But Queens, they get stuck in the sauce, and yeah. Manhattan is Manhattan, so mm-hmm. you never yeah. really know. But
yeah. Brooklyn dudes stand out. Nah, you can catch me on no ferries.
I be forgetting Staten Island is there. And be like, yo, wait, what? I look at the map like, oh, that's wait.
They got some cheap apartments out there.
I have to shoot.
Where they were made.
I have to shoot a lot of times in Staten Island because I'm doing a web series with the director. He lives in Staten Island, so his... the location's always around there because upbringing and stuff like that. And it's dope. There's a lot of space to do what you
there's
need
to
do.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
The cement.
The still and
the cement.
The chill over there. I don't know. But they supposed to be doing like, bringing like, you know.
Boats.
They can bring whatever they want to bring. Yeah, until they bring a subway, it ain't happening. Get on a ferry. Talk.
Yeah.
Dolly, get on the mic. Dolly. Who called? Did anybody call you Dolly?
All the time. That's what I'm actually.
Dolly.
Dolly. Dolly. I was waiting for that.
Dylan, 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 Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Dolly, get on the
yes.
mic.
Yes.
What's up?
All right, talk cut the mic people. Off.
Talk to the people. What do you do?
All right, well, I also do
nah,
a lot.
We can't hear you. We don't see the levels. Okay. There you go. So there you go. Don't be
I
afraid of
the
mic.
I also do a lot. Kind of not, you know, as Brandon here, but I am a volleyball coach. I coach. Right now, I'm currently coaching at Yeshiva University.
The Jewish University?
Yeah. Oh,
they pay well. They pay well, right? Yeah, they pay well.
Nah, they don't. They's like, you ain't one of us.
Yeah. So I've been coaching for a while. I am currently starting a brand called Butterfly Love. And it kind of just, I don't know, something that I was, I guess like starting to like experiment with. I was doing like a lot of homemade stuff. So like lotions, soaps, body butters. And I was kind of just doing it for me just cause I wanted to see like what the difference was between like brands that I was buying like out in stores compared to like what I was making at home. And then it became a thing. And then I started like, you know, sharing it with people, and then people started, you know, liking it. And it was just like, oh, maybe I should start making this like a thing. And then I guess all my creative ideas just started like kind of bursting. And then,
So it's most, Butterfly Love is mostly in the, beauty care products area. Is that?
Yes. I would say yes, but it's also kind of putting a little bit of me in there too. So okay. I also work out a lot. So adding a little bit of like workout routines or like adding like food recipes that I may do.
Yeah. So it's a lifestyle type thing.
Yeah, like a little bit of everything kind of thing. I also do like hats and stuff, kind of just do like different designs, like painting them and stuff.
I just do hats.
So just adding like, just putting a little bit of myself into the brand, not just like, you know, beauty stuff.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
She has dope custom arts, like custom like jackets and stuff like that you do. Like,
cool. I just do jackets.
Yeah. Cool.
Body butter.
So wait, body butter, I gotta get into that. Word. How do you even make body butter? Like,
It's a mixture.
Look it up.
My bad.
That's a good one.
You won't give it away. My bad.
You're right.
I actually.
Come on.
Actually,
be out here trying to get
my
money.
Bad,
you're
my
right,
bad.
Right.
My on, bad. My bad. My bad. I'm fucking up.
I do have.
But I will ask you off wax though. I'm like in the kitchen making butter.
How you do that?
Making butter.
Wait, do you make male body butter too, or just female body butter?
It's funny because I actually. Like today, I actually started looking at that because I was like, a lot of the stuff I'm doing, it's all essential oil stuff, so it's all like natural blends.
Ryan was going to grill.
Like men need to look good too.
Yeah, so it's just I guess finding a scent that isn't too like, I guess, feminine, but also kind of making it where like guys could also use it as well. So like, I feel like lavender is one of those like in between thing where it's more like calming, but it's not like too floral and it's not too like strong where it's like, oh, you smell like a girl or something like that.
Gotcha.
Lavender. So yeah,
this geared towards the sisters. Like, who? What's your target audience?
Blanquitas.
No,
I'm trying to get an image in my head.
I would say it's for everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, I don't.
Good answer.
You know, like. If you
right,
are,
get, let Susie and Becky come. Get some as well. Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, Susie and stuff. Becky. It's good. It's good for the skin. It's good for you. You know, it's everything's natural. Like, there's no chemicals or anything added to this. It's all literally just all natural.
That's
stuff.
Dope.
You have like a core, you know, mission towards it too. Like, you know, as far as being unique and creative.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. I just feel like. Expressing like who you are and just like loving what you do and just kind of, but doing it differently, I think says a lot about you instead of trying to like, you know, trying to do everything that everybody else is doing, even mm-hmm. though yes, there are body butters, there are scrubs and all this stuff. But, I guess your way of like making it or the process of doing it is mm-hmm. what makes you different. So
like a butterfly, you know,
yes,
you're a caterpillar at one point, mm-hmm. you know, you take your own time, you take your own,
right.
you know, chances and challenges mm-hmm. and tools to create and make a cocoon. And
yep.
This nigga can sell anything like a butterfly. Yeah. He wants you to caterpillar.
He do in-house PR. Where
are you seeing me? Like, no, but you also do this too. And you make jackets. Don't forget them jackets.
Yeah.
I need her by my side. She about to make me some money. So I need that money.
Hey. So wait, so why butterfly love? If you, like, where did that come from? What inspired that?
So I definitely love butterflies. Again, like Brandon was saying, this whole process of like kind of getting out of your shell and kind of evolving into something like beautiful. I feel like, I guess that's happened to me just in my life, just kind of, you know, just being finding myself in a certain stage where I was, you know, kind of trying to find myself. And then I guess finally like finding it and kind of like embracing it and loving like who I am and kind of like, oh, like, what I do and like the way I've learned how to do it's like awesome and different and unique. And I feel like everybody has their way of, I guess, finding that. And I guess butterfly was kind of like that metaphor for that. And love, because I just, you know,
love.
Just love.
Can't go wrong with love.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want love?
I don't.
Nah. I was like, okay.
Nah. Imagine. I don't
know. Fuck that.
That love.
From the Bronx,
love,
nigga.
You love me.
So I have a question. You kind of spoke to this, but what weren't you finding in the products you were buying? What weren't you finding there?
What do you mean?
You said you went out and bought different products, and then you said, I could probably do this better on my own. So what weren't you seeing in the products?
So it wasn't what I wasn't finding. It was more of what was in it. So like half of the stuff that I was reading, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
yeah, and it was just like weird. I'm just like, because then, like, if you, like, just kind of figuring out, like, oh, how do I make, you know, like, scrubs or what's the process of it? And knowing that I could just use, like, stuff in my house that literally, like, could be edible and still, like, help it, I guess, help myself, like, I guess, like, skin-wise and, like, it's just a healthier way of putting stuff on your, like, on your body and stuff compared to certain, like, store-bought stuff that has a lot of chemicals in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long now?
I want to say a good like 5 months. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Almost a year.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned?
And stuff.
What have you learned? Since like day one.
I feel like just the process of like making it and like learning different techniques and like essential oil combinations and scents and like just how many different ways you could make things, which I thought were really cool. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's such a, you guys are so creative. Right?
I'm
like,
Jesus.
Such an eclectic group of things to do. It's like, yeah, I make these oils, these body butters, and I'll make you a fire ass jacket. Yeah. I'm like,
it's different.
Right. I'm like, all right, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Trying to figure out how you even get like this. I'm like, all right, that works for me.
Yeah.
Eat, become vegan.
Word, apparently, right? My brain vegan. Start working differently.
I have a question for both of y'all. When did you realize that you had all this creative power? Like, you, it seems like you had, thanks, guys. It seems like you had an idea from when you were younger, just hearing what you were saying, and then you sort of realized you can do it multiple ways, and then the same thing with you, like, you realized one route, and you kind of branched out into different things. So when did you guys realize that?
Well, for me, like, I always loved doing, like, arts and crafts stuff. So, like, whether it was, like, making, like, cards for people, like, personalizing it. Like, I love doing that. Like, just making my own stuff and kind of giving it to people. Mm. And then I was, like, it was one of those, like, okay, well, I know how to make things. But now, like, kind of making stuff and now giving it out to, like, the world kind of thing. So, just kind of, whether it was, like, reading up on things or trying to, like, learn different ways of creating stuff, and then yeah, just got this passion for it, and then it just kind of
went off.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you make your like the gift is always sweeter when it's like when it's your daughter who made the, you know, macaroni plate face, you know, you know, rather than just the materialistic thing that you're gonna forget about when the next trend comes. Like, I feel like that's what, like, butterfly love is. And that's what you are, pretty much. Like, you just, she makes things. She's, like, the sweetest thing. So, as far as, like, the power as, I grew up, I say this again, and I always give, like, most high kudos to, like, Michael Jackson and how he had, like, the.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Magic. Like, literally the true...
I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. You think he did it?
No. You think...
You think he did it?
Damn.
I wanted to ask that before. Now he did.
No, okay, to be honest, me either. I don't think he did it. But
safe space, now. Safe space.
I think like what he stood for, his message was like very clear at times, very cloudy at times. But what I always got out of it was the magic that he created, whether it was through love, through his message, through his dance, through his performance, through the music. He's always created this magic to the point where I always felt like I can do that. I can create magic. I am magical. I am great. I can be like, because this was a young kid who did it, you know, to the point where I didn't even start thinking about
the fact that his skin was changing until like I got old enough to people say like there's a black mic and there's a white mic, right?
I didn't realize
that his pigment changed. Like I thought he was that magical, like
niggas a wizard.
Like going invisible.
He can be whatever. Like the dude was like spinning and disappearing, and like
boy.
I just thought like
a robot.
Yeah, he was a robot at times. Like I just thought literally he was that magical, that great. And it only hit me to that. Till then. And then even now, I still learn so many beautiful things about him and about his videos and stuff like that through like. I know that he was super, like, he was very big on activism and, like, not just in his music, but he spoke out every chance that he got. You may not heard it. It probably was the sweetest way you can ever speak on police brutality, but he spoke out. And he made it known that I love being black. A lot of people heard or seen, like, oh, he's turning super white and he looks this. Every time he spoke, he always said something about how much he loved being black and doing it for, like, not only his culture, but for the world. And I think that was just very empowering. And I was like, yo, he can do this. This is magical. He looks like me and he grew up to be this guy, this god almost. I can do that. So,
yeah, when I was first introduced to Mike, that was like the first thing I recognized, though, because the first album I ever heard of his was Dangerous. And that was when he was already with white.
Yeah.
And then
is that what
he was white?
Yeah, he was definitely white.
He was white as hell. And then right after that, I listened to Off the Wall, and I saw him. You know, he had when he had the bell pepper nose. Uh-huh. He was still a nigga. I was like, all right, cool. But I remember my cousin. Like, I asked him, like, yo, I was like, why does he look different? And he was just like, oh, that's the same person. Like, he never really told me though. But I grew up in a family that like idolized Michael Jackson. Like, me and my cousin used to play. I used to play Little League in Pelham Parkway, actually.
Oh, let's get it.
We used to be walking down White Plains Road. And I remember we used to have the push cart. And he used to have his headphones on, just jamming out to Michael. Like, doing the spins, pushing the car a little forward, walking up to it. So it was like, everyone loved Michael. And I was like, yo, like, Michael's like probably like the most talented musician, most talented artist of all time. Like, his music is just... It's legendary.
It's weird that I see him... I don't even see him as a musician, like... I put him near like Martin Luther King for me, like as far as it's scary when I and this is a conversation we can have like outside.
That's going right on IG. Clickbait. Yeah,
yeah. I put Michael Jackson near like Martin Luther King just as far as like the influence that he created, the stories that he created. You can. It's scary that I say this. I have this conversation all the time.
It's like, a very
you can
difficult thing to equate.
Yeah. You can take like the power that comes and the history that comes with someone as powerful as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and some people even look at Tupac as that person for them. Mm-hmm. And you can see that in Mike and in his work. Through his, you know, philanthropy and his activism and his music, and his art and his work is bigger than him. Same with Martin Luther King. His work was bigger than him. Not a lot of people know about Martin Luther King. Yeah. You know, we celebrate certain things about him. We know certain things about him, but not a lot of people who are not woke. You know, go and look for Martin Luther King. They know that he was a powerful man. And you know, you can look at a picture. You can look at a certain picture and be like, wow, that's powerful. Same with Muhammad Ali. You can look at a certain picture with Muhammad Ali. He just knocked out
Foreman.
And that's a powerful picture. That's a powerful statement. Even Rocky. Rocky, like...
He got a statue.
He got a statue. Like, you don't know nothing about this fictional character. He's not even a real person. You know, but that stance right there is so powerful, so historical.
Shows how boring Philly is.
Yeah. and that's hilarious. And that's great, you know. And I think there's certain people in the world that is, built up to that. And Michael is definitely one of the people that is built up to it. It's not just music with him now.
You mentioned Michael Jackson. You mentioned, I believe you mentioned James Brown as well.
James Brown.
Can you speak to some more of your musical inspirations?
If there are any. Marvin Gaye. As far as songwriting goes, I just took his like cadence of trying to figure out why was his music so just honest and pure, like, and it came from, I think it was just the fact that you can kind of feel and see his heart in his words, like you can feel that. For me, I have I love Kanye. Hey. Love Kanye. Love Kanye.
You look like you didn't really want to say that.
No. I'm thinking of all the people I love. I love Kanye. Kanye is beyond his time now.
He's a genius.
Yeah. And people are not like respecting his work. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the boom. Like, you know.
It's a safe space. I'm gonna tear up.
there's three people I see and I challenge. Same with, I have three people with acting. I have three people with music too. So I have Michael Jackson being the archetype. He's the archetype of what I strive to be. You have the blueprint. The blueprint is Usher to me, Usher Raymond, and the guy, the GOAT, like the dude that's like legit going to be like it.
Please.
Chris Brown. I think Chris
Chris
Brown is literally the what? Chris Brown's not hot?
He talented.
What? He's not fire? He just dropped a
45,000
hours.
57.
How many songs you listen to out of it?
All of them. You
my
gotta
boy,
listen to
you
all
got too much time on your hands.
But I mean, this is my work. I gotta study my work. Yeah. Just like outside of that, you're
right.
Brilliant lawyer. I'm pretty
you're
sure
right.
you read.
You're right, because I can't.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah.
On Spotify, and I looked at the track list.
Daunting.
And I said, damn.
Yeah.
Next. That's a lot.
Oh my God. Childish Gambino. I gotta say that.
Okay.
Childish Gambino. I've been studying him for a while. I've been studying him like as if he was like a theorist. Like,
you remember Freaks and Geeks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
NYU, all that stuff. Like, yeah, definitely. I've been studying him, seeing his growth, and now it's so funny because I was studying him as far as like, oh, he's a different, his lane is different. He's going for a different lane. And then he like started like going, writing and producing. I was like, whoa, that's kind of stuff that I kind of want to dig into. How's he doing it? So I'm studying him and he's like, I can't wait for Atlanta 2. They just.
That's today.
Nah, it's
March.
March.
Oh, it's March.
March. Just dropped.
Yeah, dropped the teaser.
Yeah.
You talking about Housewives?
Must be Black Ink coming out today. I'm like, that's tonight.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
You watch these shows? What's up, man?
What, Black Ink?
Black Ink? What,
I don't watch. Like, listen,
hip-hop.
Listen. I can't watch hip hop. Listen, I already had this conversation. My girl have it on sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. My eyes happen to look up at
You remember when I was saying that? And y'all
was
like, no, you watch it.
I was giving you hella shit for it. But it's hard because you hear some ratchet shit in the background.
Yeah.
And you be like, yo, what the fuck you just saying? And next thing you know, you watch 15 minutes of this shit. And you're like, yo, when that show come on again?
When that show
come on again. But I can't get into the love of hip hop. I can, not even Black Ink Crew. Just I try to like limit my ratchet TV.
Yeah. I have friends who work.
It dumps me down. So yeah. I'm like, I try not to get too much into it.
I have friends who work. Work in that, in those shows.
That's dope.
And I'm like,
get your money.
That's all I can really say is like, work hard. Like, you know,
it created jobs. I say that.
Yeah.
It created a lot of jobs.
It's a pretty big entertainment market. It's just, I try to like keep that ignorance.
I just would love to see, and it's happening. I'm not even going to front like it's not happening. I just would love to see more of the, I need all ass, spectrums. I just need all spectrums. Like right now, it was like a couple years ago where they were just like, Flavor of Love work. Okay, let's give every type of scenarios of Flavor of Love, like New York, all different types. Let's give ratchet, ratchet, ratchet. And that's what, you know, love and hip hop and all that stuff grew from. And then it was like, but what about all the gems? Like, and we wasn't getting that at all. There was no sitcoms. There was no nothing. Like, just nothing. And then slowly, we're starting to get back into the balance to the point where we're getting celebrated for it. I just wish, as a whole, our black, you know, our urban community celebrate a little bit more on, you know.
Let me tell you a show I love, though. Insecure. I was just telling my girl this. No, I love seeing, like, poor white people on TV. It's like, it like, I'm not even joking. It warms me up because... Because they know, I promise, it won't, like, I laugh from a good place.
You love watching good, poor white people?
A good, healthy place. No, just because, like...
What show is
they that? Love the TV and media. They love portraying black people as being ratchet, loud, ignorant, poor, all these things. So whenever I get drug to see, dealers, like, some white people that criminals. Just laugh from a good, healthy place, I just... all
a hearty laugh? Come out.
But no, it's a show called... Florabama Shore on MTV. It's
like, wait, what?
I've seen the commercial.
It's nothing but a bunch of just ignorant white people.
Is it like Jersey Shore?
Yeah, but it's like the Florabama Shore. So it's like way down there by Panama City Beach.
Oh, dear, and these people,
I saw one episode and literally they were talking about, they went to some, they took them to some fancy restaurant and he was like, there's no pictures on this menu. Listen, he's like, I can't pronounce anything. He's like, now you see, classy restaurants like Applebee's, they have pictures on the menu. Listen, I was like, I love it. Keep putting more of this on TV. Yeah, it's not us. Like, this is a economics determine this thing.
Yes.
Money, financial class, class determines all of that. But they love to make it seem like black people just act that way. That's not how it is. Yeah. Class determines everything.
Yeah, it's. I stopped doing like auditions. Like I'm an actor and I'm a working actor and I like. Happy, I'm lucky enough and blessed enough to like get paid for my stuff, like you know. And I'm like, yeah, man, congrats, you know, like, man, and that's
a big deal. Congrats,
yeah. And I have people who study, like, you know, Juilliard and all that stuff, and they fighting with themselves because they're not trying to do their young black educated young women and young men, and they're not trying to be thug number one or thug number two. And I was happy enough to, I was lucky enough, once again, blessed enough to say, I'm not doing that. And I fell into great like-minded people like Ashley, like Maurice Keys from Freedom and Julian Steven from Appropriate Culture. And like, they're doing stuff that I want to, you know, portray and I want people to see. I was just talking about that. Like, we was missing sitcoms and we was missing black sitcoms and now I'm in a black sitcom and I could be the, like, you know, the cool, like, dude who's like, yo, oh, that's funny. And, you know, we missed that growing up. I know that I used to look up after sitcom dads and was like, yo, I wish I had, you know, Uncle Phil. He would have straightened me up or, like, you know.
Yeah.
And now that culture is kind of bringing it back, like Blackish and all different types of
stuff. I love Blackish. It's crazy, though, because in the 90s, it was so many.
Yeah, it was so many. Like, it was an abundance of it.
Abundance. You know? And, like, all of them had, like, it wasn't even subtle. They have like Morehouse hoodies on. Like I watched Martin episodes. It's like every episode he got a Howard, like a different HBCU. He's like, yeah, I'm a Witters. Hey, I'm a Witters.
Yep.
And that shit was just popping back in the 90s.
Living like, Single.
Jamie Foxx. Everyone just had a sitcom. Man. It was just
what
like,
was the one with LL Cool J and Carlton?
In the House.
In the House.
That was
my
favorite.
Son used to do the ab crunches hanging upside down. I remember
this
that.
Nigga had the he had the one pants leg up doing the...
with the
boot. Yeah. But yes, you're right. They really... It's been
and it just disappeared. Like, and you wonder, like, what happened? Like, why? Because it was... They were big. They were popping. You know, it was there was a culture that ran behind that.
Yeah.
What happened really? Like, you know, what really happened? Was it really views? Was it really like?
Yeah, ratings.
Was it really ratings? Shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. But now slowly it's back. It's a thing, and I'm a little upset that our stuff is coming out because it's a thing. It's a trend. Oh, I'd rather it just be like
our thing.
It was our thing and we were just dope. It's something dope, so we put it out. Now I think a lot of stuff is coming out because Atlanta did really well and Blackish did really well.
But that's great, so, though.
It's very great, and I'll take the win.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you know,
it's great, but then it also is like the culture doesn't become unique anymore.
Yeah.
Like, so, and me and my girlfriend were having a conversation about this actually this weekend, cause like we we live in the 90s. Like, on, like, I like, I really feel like I would enjoy life way more if I would have, like, grew up in the 90s. Like, I was born in the 90s, but if I grew up in the 90s, yeah. I felt like I should have been, like, just dope. Like, I felt like black culture and black life was just dope. Like, yeah. It was like when black people, like, truly realized their strength and their power, mm-hmm. and they weren't afraid to, like, embrace that shit and just be themselves. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, the initial phase of the mainstream of black culture. Mm-hmm. So you had, like, Def Comedy Jam. Yep. You had all these sitcoms. You had all that stuff where everyone was just, like, truly expressing themselves and being free. People going to the clubs, actually dancing, yep. not worrying about fighting. It's just a bunch of stuff. And we talk about that all the time, and, like, how now it's like, all right, cool. And I have no problem with, like, you know, anyone from any other race, like, enjoying our culture.
Yeah.
It's just that to a certain point, it's like, it's not even our culture no more. Now it's just everyone's culture. Yeah. Everyone dresses like this. Everyone talks like this. Everyone acts like this. You know, so it's like, there's just no distinguishing factor to being a black man besides the fact that, you know, besides little things that we know, mm-hmm. you know, how we act and how we carry ourselves that, you know, people outside wouldn't necessarily know unless you tell them. It's just not innate in them. But it's, I don't know.
Isn't it that way we want, though?
To have our own thing.
And don't they know where it comes from?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, listen, so.
There's a lot of people that don't know where it comes from and just kind of like, you know.
You can know where it comes from, but if you're not, I don't want to say appreciative, but like if you're not fully ingrained in that culture, for lack of a better word right now, then you're missing out on a sense. Because, how can I say this? Say, for example, like we have our culture right here in this cool now culture, right? In this room. We get mainstream, right? We have all our little catchy sayings, all this shit. Once we get mainstream, everyone has it now. Like, the world has it. So it's, like, no longer ours. It's no longer just ours. And we love the fact that everyone has it, that everyone can use this stuff and everyone can be like us. But it's no longer unique to us because now it's just everywhere.
I'd say
that's
yes.
That's a terrible analogy, but it's
no, like, no. I get. And I'd say yes. It would hurt that there would be an essence loss from going from, like, the underground where it's, like, cool and niche to where it's mainstream as everybody. Mm-hmm. But
but it wasn't the underground because it was known, like, it was all over TV. It was more so like they just weren't fucking with it.
But, yeah, less known. Like, it's less known.
It's not even like a less known thing.
It's not in the hype. It's not in.
I just don't want the culture, our culture, to come back in this wave like it's doing, which we love and what we need right now.
Yeah.
I don't want it to come back in this wave because the higher ups, the older white man said, it's okay now. Like, I feel like they're saying it's okay now because it's a thing and we can get money and we can...
Yeah, but if they need it, but we can run with this opportunity.
Like, very true.
You're putting up quality shows on TV. Yeah. The people coming up, the children coming up, they're seeing us being represented on TV now. It's like, they're like making money off of us. But the good thing is we're also influencing the next generation. And we have truly talented people like the Issa Rae's, the Childish Gambino's. Like
Donald Glover, sorry.
Donald Glover, but they're really creating like true, distinct art. Yeah. So it's not like they're phoning it in. So the hope is, you know.
Very true. But it's like, get the curse. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because that's what I had an issue with BET. Like, I felt like BET was supposed to be a main hub for black entertainment television. Yeah. But you go to TBS or you go to USA or you go to MTV and you see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think once you, if let's say like this podcast got big and then we got lost in the sauce.
Yeah, you gotta hit up TV One.
Well, it's Viacom.
Well, Viacom.
They're Viacom now.
No. Viacom. I know. That's like the politics behind it. Yeah. But that's what I thought BET was always gonna be. Like that main, or like UPN.
UPN, yeah.
UPN
yeah.
was UPN the main was source shit. Of black Revolver. And like sitcom yeah. black Parker, entertainment.
Yep. Moesha. Yep. Back to back, though. Like,
watch Revolt.
Revolt.
It's black owned. Yeah, it's truly black owned. So.
But that's what I think. If you find your identity, you'll never get like, you know, these like, keep saying Childish Gambino, but Donald Glover, like he's creating an identity for himself. Like Issa Rae is creating that. The guy who did Moonlight, which I always forget his name, but he's creating that like identity for what black culture is. And sooner or later, we're going to have that channel or like that network. where it's just our real shit. Like, and it's not copied or...
And we're slowly, like, transitioning. Yeah, like, the black dude from This Is Us.
Oh,
like,
my
first
God.
Time ever. He won a Golden Globe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his message was crazy. But,
so if
and,
you care about that
I
stuff,
love that message, right? I love that message, right? But then it was like... Yeah. It was like...
But... Yeah.
He was literally saying, in his message... he was saying, thank you...
White man.
White man.
Yeah.
For... finally allowing us to be beautiful, right? I hear both sides of that,
yeah.
That statement. That statement is saying we are beautiful and y'all guys need to know this and finally yeah. y'all opening up to realize it. But he also saying thank you
for allowing
us where yeah. it should be we
yeah
should have done
but you gotta get
where
your
the hell
foot
y'all
in the
guys
door
like now I'm hot like you know what I'm saying
yeah.
hot. Like you know, yeah.
you know what I'm saying. You got your foot in the
door.
Yeah. So that shit is trapped now. Imagine tell your kids it's trapped.
So, and I love having like those conversations because I love both sides of it. Like,
yeah.
I love the fact that like he won the war and he's the first. Like, still
he's dope too. I don't know if you guys watch the show, but
yeah,
he's pretty good.
Seen a nigga a bit. I thought that was Ray.
Me
sorry.
Too. I did too. But
so a nigga. Shout out to Ray.
Just what's up, Ray?
So an Indian man, but he had the same face as Ray. Go yeah. ahead.
And yeah, I see the good and the bad. And to your point, like, hopefully in the future, it's just us. We have the shows that matter to us. We're not depending on the Golden Globes, or we don't yeah. see the significance in the Golden Globes or the Oscars as much.
And I love it too. Like I do love the Golden Globes mm-hmm. and the Oscars, and I, you know,
we tried. We got the Soul Train Awards.
Yeah, vibes. The Vibe Awards. Remember that?
But why
they shot up the Vibe Awards? That's what
so
it is.
So why don't people appreciate those awards the same way they appreciate like
they
a
do.
Grammy or something?
I don't know.
So then, not nah, there was, but there was a moment where Vibe going to Vibe was a thing.
The Source Awards used to be
the
popular.
Source yeah. Awards. Yeah, that was a thing
like
at
niggas
one
was
point.
Niggas.
But the motherfuckers yeah, complain about not getting.
Shout out the Source Awards.
It doesn't maintain.
Yeah it doesn't. That's... People complain about not getting Grammys. That's what it always yeah. boils down to.
Yeah.
It's such a thin line of like. Of
it
happiness.
Is because even with the Grammys, I think in the lead category, there's like no white person for the first time.
And
like,
so many people went
so,
crazy though.
Yeah.
So many people was like. Wait.
Outraged.
It's like, wait. And it's a mixture of like, not a lot of people put out music, and yeah. the people who put out music was kind of fire. That's yeah. it.
But this is going to be a blip in time, though. Like, yeah. I truly, like, what you're saying, like, about how he was like, thank you for allowing us to be beautiful. That there is someone that, like, opens this door in a sense that mm-hmm. says, the world can see this now. Because granted, before, people had access to this stuff just on a more limited basis, and it was kind of like frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is he on stage acting like Def Comedy Jam, for example? Why is yeah. he on stage acting like that? Why is he cursing so much? Why is he saying, you know, the N-word all the
yep.
time? Things like that. Now, that's just cool as shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But eventually...
That's a staple now.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's saying yep. it, you know?
Yeah.
But eventually, I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I don't probably not. It depends how much money they can make off you. If the money keeps flowing in, then it's going to keep being something. But I feel like we have to then, in a sense, reinvent ourselves.
Cause we always do.
And we always do. Like, because I'm giving you all of me, you know? But then I'm not, then we don't have anything anymore because you have everything I have while yeah. you still have what you have. You have what you have and you have what we have. I don't like shit like that. I like giving people a portion of me. Because you can never have all of me.
Mm-hmm. But then, how about you give them the portion now and then eventually you just create your own? Because the common denominator is that they need us. Like, when the music's whack, they need us for a hit. When these shows, they need
I know,
us.
But you're still yourself. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving you all of me. No
until
matter what
you can branch out and do your own, I'm saying. You need to get the platform and then...
Yeah, but that's another story about
often,
black people and how,
yeah,
we, don't,
yeah,
how we don't get together enough.
How often does someone grow big enough to have their own platform? You know, we can name them.
Yeah. I think as time goes along, it's gonna get better though, because we had Diddy now with the Revolt and these
Jay.
People.
I mean, we can name them like
yeah,
Diddy, Jay, Oprah, you know, Tyler yeah. Perry, like you know,
this nigga Tyler Perry.
Oprah.
You know what I mean? Damn. We can
just,
name them.
I just watched.
I can name a ton of people. Like,
I just watched a Tyler Perry movie the other day. Like the first 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yo, I could do this. I'm telling you. I mean, his movies are, I don't know.
I saw one of his movies the other day, too. The first couple of minutes.
Mr. The one, was it on TV?
I forgot what channel.
About the mom and the
I love
daughter.
It when they talk about yeah. Tyler Perry.
Good, yeah. Good deeds.
When he had to dick his brother. Yeah.
This makes my heart. Y'all both watched Tyler Perry this weekend?
I had my family over and they were watching Are You There Yet? And then Are We There Yet? Finished. And then I saw Tyler Perry's Good Deeds pop up and I went to do the dishes.
You see Kev like...
Shout out Tyler Perry because you know what though?
Of course.
Shout out Tyler Perry because
he used to be homeless.
His plays are fire.
His plays are fire. I don't really like his movies too much, but I do fuck with his plays and the message that he portrays in them. I love that he's always, you know... All of his plays revolve around God.
Yep.
And, you know, the black plight in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I love his plays. The movies, I just can't see. But I still support
him. They got their finger in it.
I can't. But I still support him. You know, he's doing big things for the culture.
And he's creating so much work. Like, you know, he has his own studio. In Atlanta. You can go there and you can work. Like,
yeah,
and
he goes in.
And he can back you, too. He got a channel, all that stuff. Like
Kevin Hart, too.
Kevin Hart, yes.
People. We got to name him.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, they only let one, but that's... Oh,
no, he has his own comedy
network. I'm saying they only let one... I know, LOL, right?
Yeah.
About, but they only let one...
Do that.
Dude, like, Kevin Hart is it, and then he got two... He's getting too hot. They had to expose that dude a little bit.
Damn, that's crazy that you said that. It's crazy.
You can't stop nobody with no sex thing, though.
Come on now, 28.
You see how he handled it, though? He came out, he was like, look, she extorted me. I'm sorry, baby. I made a mistake. Da, 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 da. That shit was hot for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it no more.
You know what it is? He did the right thing. He got quiet. He just worked.
And still did what he
just
was
worked.
Doing.
That's it. He worked. He still kept doing the things that he normally do. Still give money. Still show out. Still do amazing.
And
you
talk
know,
about it. Yeah.
And didn't talk about it. And then when he wanted to talk about it, he said his piece.
Yeah.
Nobody else said anything about it. And that was it.
Like, this is mad random, but that's exactly how Rick Ross got over that 50 Cent shit. When 50 Cent
with the
cops,
the
CEO. Rick Ross just kept putting out fire music.
That's when no one got over 50 Cent.
No one, like no
you
one. 50 Cent was killing everyone. 50 Cent had pictures of him in the CEO outfit, everything. Yep.
And he's
doing
kept
the pimping curly stuff.
Yeah. And he just kept dropping hits. And I was like, this nigga music is good. I was like, he a fed, but
yep.
Yeah, but now it just shows like you put your head down, keep doing the work. They can't deny talent, though.
Yep, they can't.
They can't deny that talent.
They, they can stop the money, though, but they can't deny it.
But it depends.
People
gonna fuck with you. They
social
fuck with
media
you.
And stuff.
It's hard in this day and age.
Direct
though,
to consumer now. If you got the platform, it's getting harder.
Definitely.
It's like what you're doing. You, I couldn't imagine someone in the 90s doing music, acting. I mean, besides Will Smith. But
Jamie.
Especially in this like nowadays, like you would have to do one thing and focus on that. Yeah. Now everything's so direct to consumer that you can do a music video and then act in a show and still go make your song and send that out too and make your money
back.
Right.
On YouTube.
You're right.
And even then, he was a trailblazer. Then people were trying to box him into these categories.
Word.
Like, yo, you're a rapper.
He's like, nah.
I'm Will Smith.
Nah, I'm Will Smith.
And then he did not even action. He went to serious roles.
Yeah.
And people.
Did whatever he wants to
do. I was reading and watching something about Will Smith, and he was like, he just wanted to be the great. So he was like, he was standing in front of a bunch of the top actors, right? It was like Arnold, Sylvester Stallone, and all that stuff. He was asking them, like, how do you be the great? How do you be? And I think Arnold said, like, you're not great until you hit everybody outside of the U.S. And that was his next step. His next step to... was to travel. And that's what Kevin Hart does now. Like,
all over.
That's what Dwayne Johnson do, The Rock. Like, they do a movie. You may think that movie is kind of like, but they're hitting
China.
People
in Stockholm,
China.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, that's the difference between, like, Eminem and Nelly. Like, Nelly was... Nah, Nelly's a...
Damn,
he had a good run.
Nelly. He had a good run.
Great run.
Dirty no, great, yeah, great run.
But I would say, excuse me, Snoop Dogg and Nelly or Eminem. Like, you know, Nelly got his diamond because he was not... He wasn't just only hot in the U.S. He was hot everywhere. Everybody heard Hot in Here.
Dirty was
like,
flame.
Snoop Dogg is fire. Snoop Dogg is fire. But only, you know, only US and maybe Africa though. Because I remember
the Band-Aid was stamped for approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to wear one too. Diamond. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, yo, what happened to your face?
I cut it.
This shit fire.
Dirty and D.
Oh, man. Yo, we got.
You got to bust out the vocals for us,
man. Oh, yeah?
You got enough tea?
Oh, I ran out of the tea.
Are you good?
You better go get some.
I'm going to sing a song. Time flies by through everyone's eyes. When all you see is fun, the true beauty of life is not giving a fuck about it. As my phone vibrates, she kisses me. To me, it means nothing. To her, it means infidelity, yeah. I never mind it, or at least all the events in my pockets. She whispers, it's about 2 o'clock. In the morning, and I'm pretty faded. And I wanna let you know something, yeah. Without sounding too jaded, I've been listening to Aaliyah's songs, and I really need somebody. Said, I've been listening to Aaliyah's songs, yeah. And I really need somebody. I'm for the 4-page letter, yeah. And I sealed it with a kiss. I've been listening to Aaliyah's songs, yeah. And I really need somebody. Tell me if you that somebody. Ooh.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay. Get your shit right.
You said. I'm fucking with you, bro. But that was dope.
I mean, like I said, the stories and the music and the stories is like dope, that's clearly a girl, like, you know,
that's cool.
Somebody
man.
Getting their feelings when they're, you know, and
yeah. And where can everyone find your music?
So my music's everywhere. Song Dance, NCGDNC. That's iTunes, Spotify, anything, Tidal, all that stuff. It's out there. It's on a couple web series out too, so my music's on. Eventually you'll hear it this year. You can find me every social media platform, SNGDNC, Song Dance. Yeah, just anything and everything. I'm always creating. I'm always ready for the collab and just, you know, living, loving, create. That's
gotcha.
It.
Dale.
Yeah, get your placements.
Come get that promo.
Yes, so I am currently on Instagram, butterflylove.co. I'm also on Pinterest, YouTube,
Tumblr.
The site. and then I have a website that I'm working on right now, Butterfly Love.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Wait. So on Instagram is butterfly .co or actual .co?
.co.
Okay. Everybody don't know.
We're just trying to spread the love.
People look. They look one time. They don't see. They're like, I tried.
Thank you guys. Nah, for like just, you know, having this a conversation. I remember I sent a message earlier like, yo, we could talk about everything that I do, or we could just have like a dope ass conversation. And we wind up doing both. So I really appreciate it.
I like how we could tackle it all. I told you.
I really appreciate
we'll
that.
It'll happen naturally.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Kudos to the message and everything.
Definitely appreciate both of y'all coming on.
And the energy.
Being the first guest. Yes.
Y'all really
2018.
Set the tone.
Set the bar really high for 2018.
Damn, step it up. Next. I can't even talk.
Guys.
I
thought she was gonna do it.
What's up?
Yes.
I do have some samples for you guys.
Body butter.
She bought. I'm about to be shiny as fuck.
About to go out oil.
I'm starting on them all 2018.
Oil.
Finna get in the office. Like, yo, what's wrong with your forehead, Jamal?
So they're actually the scrubs. I have 2 scrubs and a
That look like marijuana.
I got an eighth.
You guys can't fight it though, so it's
okay.
So it's coffee scrub, and then
and there's a citrus blend, and then it's this one's a honey base.
honey
soap.
Yeah, I know what I'm about to do when I get home. Babe, you know I stopped by the store.
This is coffee?
So it's coffee scrub, yeah. So it's coffee grinds and then has sugar.
Yeah,
I never had coffee.
Listen, that puts me straight to sleep, man. It's invigorating. It opens up your pores and everything. Like, it puts me to sleep. And I usually, you know, I work out, you know, and I go.
Yo, this is official. Scrub, like, we got to put a picture. Nah.
Yeah, we're going to put pictures. We're
going to put pictures up on the IG. This is official. All right, butterfly love. I see you.
Damn, man.
My baby don't listen to this podcast no more, but I'm definitely about to get it. I'm about to get it stuff. Like, you know, I'll just stop by. You know, you work hard here, baby.
Live.
Yeah, live. That's what I do. Want me to put the scrub on your back?
But nah. So, just to make sure, you rub it on the...
Yeah, so, okay, so this is the funny part.
Okay.
I give these scrubs, like, I'll give samples to, like, guys, and they don't know how to use scrubs.
Am I supposed to put this with my teeth?
You see, I was looking at it, I was like, I don't know.
We flipping it upside down.
She'll know.
I know the soap.
What's the cap grab? What do you do?
So the funny story with the actual, like, coffee scrub, like, I gave it to a guy to sample, and he was like, yo, this made, like, a huge mess in my tub. And I was like, well, how did you use it? He's like, I just, like, scooped a whole bunch in my hand and, like, kind of put it everywhere. I'm just like, no, you just literally, like, need to scoop a little bit in your hand and then, like, rub it on your body.
See, those are the eager, like, individuals. So that
it's like an exfoliator.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, make sure your face is right. Same thing, but for your body.
Can exfoliate with this. Yeah.
So you can use this for your face, too?
Exfoliate. Okay. It's actually edible. That's how natural it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm not eating it now.
And
I fucked with you, bud.
Yeah, Kev, eat yours. Let us know how it is.
Kev in the bathroom eating soap.
It's a, you know, beautiful use to, you know, when you... Yeah. Once again, you know, Valentine's Day is coming. You know, you can literally,
word.
You know, she's gonna have Valentine's Day packets, like, you know, a little,
you gotta get packages
together, where it's
gonna
be like the body glove, the soap, you know, the roses all together in one beautiful box that you could kind of just,
fellas,
yeah, so definitely hit that.
Make sure y'all hit up Butterfly Love. Y'all gonna need them Valentine's Day pack. I forgot that was even coming up.
Yeah, spa
y'all
packet,
gonna need them
right?
The spa packages. Yeah, get it popping for your ladies out here.
Yeah,
she'll definitely love you for it. But nah,
and then she gonna love you for it.
Hey. We definitely thank you guys for coming on. It's been amazing. Yeah,
thank you very much.
As always, the listeners, we appreciate the love, the support. Keep continuing to support us. Show the love. Make sure y'all rate, share, subscribe. The podcast is the top of the year. Oh, I love it. It's the top of the year. We got some big things planned with some news to drop in the next coming weeks. Got some big things planned for the podcast. Make sure y'all check out check out the YouTube page. If y'all ain't know, now you know. Check out the YouTube page. Make sure y'all just spread the love and keep pushing cooling out on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool out. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.